don't play with Siri, so I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
You have to say, hey Siri.
Yeah. I mean, you do.
But Alexa, you don't have to say, hey, Alexa.
I have to say, hey. If I don't say, hey, then Siri may just ignore me totally. So, but if I say, hey, I'm not going to say it because Siri may start talking to me. Siri's in the room. It's like, quit listening to me. But then we want Siri to hear.
Right.
But,
so
anyway.
whichever one of those you use, you could just say, hey, call WCNO.
Give us a shout.
And we can take your call and just take the amount you'd like to give and... you can call that in later. Are you going to demonstrate?
Well, I'm going to see. Hey, Siri.
Okay. Crickets.
She's still snoozing.
Siri's not up yet this morning. Well, that might be a problem. Maybe we have some listeners that, you know, are trying to get Siri to wake up today. I don't know.
We could use Google.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the way Siri works, just
tell
like that.
I'm not going anywhere.
That's for sure.
This is the new world, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
It's the new world, and so...
I'm surprised she didn't ask you what was so funny.
Well, Siri could do that. Siri could do that for sure. All right, we did have some mail that came in, and it's still in envelopes. They're open, but we haven't... read this mail yet, so these are some donations that we are going to add in this morning. This is a donation from Robert and Carol in West Palm Beach. We want to thank you for a $20 donation. Thank you so very much. We are going to add that in. And then we have another donation. Let's see what this is. This is from, it's from Bill's Barbershop.
All right.
Well, shout out to Bill's Barbershop down in West Palm Beach, making a $100 donation. So I look forward to meeting Bill someday.
Yeah.
Bill's Barbershop looks like it's right there on Military Trail, Suite 24, 850 South Military Trail in West Palm Beach, Florida. So I'm assuming that Bill is the owner.
One would assume, yeah.
And then we could also assume that Bill has WCNO on all day there.
We could.
Unless Bill's just Bill himself.
Maybe. We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe Bill will call in.
Maybe he could call us.
Maybe Bill will call us and let us know a little more about his shop. And maybe somebody will be saying, I need to find a good barber shop this morning. So that might be awesome. Let's see what the card says. We even have Bill's barber shop. Yeah. 850 South Military Trail, number 24, West Palm Beach, Florida. So there we have it. $100 coming in from Bill's Barbershop. Thank you so very much. And Bill may have his hands tied at the moment.
He may be busy
snipping.
Snipping away. That is true.
Yeah. Well, you know, if Bill calls, maybe there'll be time to put him on the air, have him tell a story.
There you go. Yeah, we might be able to do that.
And we'll know he's listening because he'll call.
That's right. True. Or if you're in the neighborhood, you could just stop in and say, hey, Bill, they're talking about you on WCNO. Yeah. And you can do that, too. And we've had people tell us that that's the case. So if you're down in the neighborhood, you could just stop in and say hello, Bill, and he may say, well, how do I know you? And say, well, WCNO is talking about you this morning.
Amen.
The number again, 772-221-1100. We do look for your call today, as this is the last day. We still have a long ways to go, but we have a big, big God, and your gift is going to help us in a great deal. Again, phone lines are open. I believe we have a caller online. We have other lines that are opened up, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Let's go to another song, and we will be back in just a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Well, hallelujah. The Lord our God reigneth, and that is the truth. Well, we play that when we break over $5,000 levels, and we just broke over $125,000. Hmm. We're now at $125,101, so we are making progress. And keep in mind, we are still with some wonderful matching funds. We're down to, we're getting close to 3,000, only 3,000 left of the 11,000 that was given. We've almost matched it all up. We're still about $3,323 away, to be exact. That's as exact as I can be. And so the $323, once that comes in, we're going to get to add another 1,000 into our income. So we are making progress. Your gift of any amount is going to be a great blessing. And we were just talking about donations coming in by mail, and I have the checks in my hand here. We don't have today's mail yet. Pray that we have a lot of mail coming in today. But we have a donation coming from Robert and Carol down in West Palm Beach, a $20 donation. And I don't think I got, yes, it is. There it is. I see I did add that in. And then we were talking about Bill's Barbershop. If you're close by, Karen, you had some ideas, maybe neighbors, maybe.
Yeah, you might be in the same building there with Bill's Barbershop. What's the address again?
The address is 850 South Military Trail, Suite 24, West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Military Trail.
Bill's Barbershop, if Bill's you know Barbershop. Where that is. Let Bill know that we'd like for him to call.
That's right.
If he wants to.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. But we just are pleased to hear from Bill's Barbershop, and we have businesses that support the ministry, and that's mm-hmm. awesome. We have churches that support. And so if somebody is in the neighborhood, you know Bill's Barbershop, you know the owner there, then stop in. And, you know, I didn't check, but... Yeah, I'm not sure who signed
Let
the check.
Let Bill know we're talking about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that we're talking about him, and we appreciate his support of WCNO. We do have the donation that came in from Jill down in Hope Sound, $25 donation. All these are matching funds, $100 from Bill's Barbershop. That comes in, the $20 from Robert and Carol, and they are down in West Palm Beach as well. So we have a number of friends down in West Palm Beach. And that is awesome. We have another donation that is coming in from, is it Ortiz? I think so. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. Karen, help me out.
Hortense.
Hortense is from Loxahatchee and is making a donation of?
$50.
Hortense. That's right. T-E-N-S-E. Yep. Absolutely. Hortense, thank you so much for that donation down in Loxahatchee. $50. We're going to add that in. That is matching funds this morning, and that just came in the mail. And listen, if you just sent out your donation, it's in an envelope or a pledge, maybe with a card. We will not get that by this afternoon, most likely. So if you could just call us, let us know what you're sending so we can add it into our income for today. That would definitely be a blessing. So, Hortense, we want to thank you for that donation of $50 coming in from Loxahatchee. And I've been down in Loxahatchee. We have friends down in Loxahatchee. And actually, we have a car that's still at the auto repair shop from Loxahatchee. It was donated, mm-hmm. and we had an unusual problem with it. Every time we thought it was ready to sell, we had this reoccurring issue with the clutch. And so they've tinkered with it, worked on it, not wanting to charge us too much. We put a new battery in it and did some miscellaneous stuff. But it is an older car, but it was given by a precious lady. It was her husband's car, and he's with the Lord. And so she donated that back, maybe three prayer and shares back. And it is still at the garage. So we are trusting God to get that car out and get that turned in to a donation. So... Give us a shout and let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. We do have a donation coming in from Roger in Loxahatchee. Look at that, another Loxahatchee donation, two in a row. And this is $120, and we want to thank you, Roger, for that donation. Coming from Loxahatchee, $120, we're going to add that in right now to our income this morning, and that recently came in the mail. So that $120 is going to get added in. And David, help us out with the phone number.
Yes. You can reach us at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And remember, if you are not able to get a hold of a credit card or a bank card or whatever, you can make a donation this morning by making a pledge. You can just call us. You might be in your vehicle, and you can maybe talk to Siri or whoever your provider is, your virtual assistant is, and have them contact WCNO this morning, and we will simply send you a confirmation letter with an envelope. And if you don't want that, you can tell us. And a lot of people do. Don't send any mail. I don't need any mail. You know, that'll be fine. And I have been speaking of the whole mail thing, Karen, because we do get notes. I get notes as a donation comes in. Sometimes it says no receipt needed. I get other mail that says no mail. And sometimes it says no mail ever. So if what you're saying is you don't need a receipt, then we won't send you a receipt on your donation. But if what you're saying is that you don't want to ever receive any mail from us, then you can make that clear and we will make note of it. That means we would drop you perhaps an email instead of the mail. And we do have people that say, listen, don't waste the stamps. And when we have hundreds of stamps, it does add up. It can be into the thousands of dollars. And so we do appreciate that. But just let us know exactly what you desire, because typically if I see something that says no receipts or no mail, I take that to mean that maybe you do not want a receipt for your donation. So if you could just be clear with that when you call in so we know exactly how you want us to handle that. And, of course, at the end of the year, if you want to have a receipt that would cover all of your donations throughout the year, we would be happy to make that available, because a lot of people give maybe once during the April fundraiser, once during the October fundraiser. And so you have a couple donations in the year. And I know sometimes if you got a receipt for every donation, maybe they would get misplaced or maybe they would get thrown away. And so whatever you need, you can always contact us right here at WCNO, and we will do whatever we can to make sure we get that taken care of. Hillary and Sandra, from Port St. Lucie, sending in a check for $50. We're going to add that in as well as income this morning, and want to thank you for that donation. And the phone number, Karen, let's give the number out.
That phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I also have a donation here from a first-time giver, and this is Michael in Pahokee.
Michael in Pahokee.
And he's giving a gift of $50, and our understanding is that Michael is a veteran who fought in two wars.
God bless you, Michael. Thank you.
So we just want to thank you for your service, and God bless you. Thank you for that service, and thank you for supporting WCNO. 772-221-1100.
And that is absolutely huge, isn't it? And we'd love to hear from our veterans, and we have a number of veterans that call in, let us know. Often we wouldn't know if someone's a veteran unless they share it with us, but we do appreciate that.
So I wanted to just had this idea of if you could go onto our website, WCNO.com, and under that prayer request form, if you could take a minute and just use that form to let us know what you like about WCNO and why you listen. You know, you can just say you like the music, you like the programs, you like the teaching, whatever it is that you like. We would love to hear from you. And while you're there at the website, you can go to that section that is under prayer and share, and you can kind of get a recap. Sherry recaps all the guests that we've had during prayer and share. There's pictures, and she does a little brief story about what they were talking about. So you can also read that. And then you can look and see what else we have going on here at WCNO. Programs, you know, what, look at the program guide Monday through Friday, and then the Saturday and Sunday program guides. And yeah, but we would love to hear from you what you like about WCNO. Is it the music, or is it the programming, or is it the even the live programs? Because we kind of, I think we separate our 11 o'clock programs from the national programmers and the teaching and that.
Or maybe both.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah. So
we would hope that some of you appreciate both, maybe.
Right.
But you might wanting to know
if you like the live programs, or okay, do you like
Trevor Banks?
Okay. Or do you like what's his name?
So you're doing a little survey here.
Yes.
Okay. One of our memorable programmers.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to think about?
I was trying to think of Dr. Stanley.
Yes.
He seems to be one of the all-time favorites, Dr. Stanley. Mm-hmm. Well, Adrian Rogers was, but they removed their program, so we haven't had that for quite a while. And people still ask about it. You know, where's Adrian Rogers?
Yeah.
And, you know, we were notified, like, maybe we had a two-week notice that they were going to discontinue their program. So I guess to no avail, many people called and they said they weren't coming back, or maybe they didn't get an answer. But there's plenty of other great programming. Michael Youssef, Tom Cantor, great.
Mm-hmm. David great Jeremiah. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great, a nice wide range of teaching styles.
And there are some changes taking place with some of these programmers.
Yeah.
And typically, listener support carries a major chunk of the support of the station. The programmers pay a small portion, certainly do not pay what it would cost to cover their airtime. They cover a small portion. And then, of course, we have ministry partners and business partners that carry a small portion of the cost of the station. And we do see a shift. In fact, Joyce Meyer no longer pays her portion after years of paying that. And that actually puts a greater demand upon our income, because that portion the programmers paid, because people, you know, they buy books, they pay directly. They donate directly to these programs, which is great. But that support that you send to them, unless they're covering a donation back to the station, we're not receiving anything from them. And so many of the programs do. They pay a share back to the station, which helps lift the load. So when we come to you and say we have an operational budget, that's what it is. That is the listener share of support. For 6 months, it's $225,000. And right now we are under $100,000, but we still are $99,629 away from fully funding the next 6 months. So we're more than halfway, which means we're more than 3 months funded. So that's great to know. Well, we do want to take note. Let's give the phone numbers one more time, Karen.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
All right, and I have a donation from James in Lake Worth, $25. Thank you so very much, James, for making that donation from Lake Worth. And we're going to add that in right now. That is a $25 donation that's going to be matched up. So that's going to get doubled. Again, I'm just thinking again about Michael, the veteran that called in, and it's so great that we have so many that have such a deep love for our nation, that have fought for our freedoms, and we're blessed today because of those who have been willing to sacrifice so much for our nation. We do not want to forget our veterans. So thank you again. Again, Michael, thank you for that donation of $50. First-time giver, that is absolutely huge. We are looking to hear from some more of you who are first-time givers today. Give us a shout. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart today to give. That phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
About a world that's different than what I'm seeing every day. I keep on waiting for a new tomorrow when all the pain's gonna fade away. I wanna know if it's even possible, the river's crossable to the other side, where we live a better life. What would it be like if we learned to love each other? And what would it be like if we live like we believe that everybody matters? Cause we're all here together. To make it through this life, what would it be like? What would it be like? No tears from a worried mother, and no cry from a hungry child. No fear of a runaway father, leaving a broken family behind. And everything wasn't all about running and chasing the money. Now we're losing our minds. Is it really worth our time? What would it be like if we learned to love each other? And what would it be like if we live like we believe that everybody matters? Cause we're all here together and we all need each other to make it through this life. What would it be like if we turned our eyes to Jesus? And if we let his love just lead us, that's the only way we will ever see the world start to change.
Well, by Salvador, what would it be like? And the questions raised, if we just lived out our faith in its fullness and learned to love each other and learned